If someone from the United States says it's 4 degrees, and someone from Canada says you're lucky it is minus 15 degrees here, they don't realize they just said the same thing. 4 degrees Fahrenheit equals 15 degrees Celsius. Hi, my name is NCR. I find it easier to use the Fahrenheit scale when it's above freezing, and the Celsius when it is below zero. It makes so much more sense to me, especially where I'm from. It's rarely below 32 degrees Fahrenheit. But in Canada, it's often below 0 degrees. So I really just got used to the negative numbers on the Celsius scale. And yeah, earlier this week, it got really cold here in Texas. And yeah, earlier this week, I was doing some writing and reflecting. And I was gonna write like this whole piece titled How Canada Changed Me. But that's all I wrote. So yeah, hi, yeah, I already said this, I'm gonna say it again. Hi, my name is NCR, and just welcome to another episode of the Sunshining Podcast. So I'm kind of doing this season of the Sunshining Podcast just to shine some light into your life during the fall and winter months. And for the most part, I've been escaping winter here in Texas, but Texas got hit by winter this week. And so that put me a little behind schedule for this episode. I wanted to record it earlier in the week, but my recording studio was a little too cold. Conditions are now a little bit more stable. It's still below, no, actually, it's right at freezing. It's right at 32 degrees Fahrenheit right now as I'm recording this. Anyway, earlier this week, I heard on some video slash news clip that even the most civilized civilizations can become primitive when attacked by something they were not expecting. So it's obviously not a direct quote, but whatever. So yeah, this week parts of Texas hit record-breaking temperatures of close to minus 20 degrees Celsius with no electricity. It was like we were living in Bible times. Well, not exactly, but here is one Bible verse that just came to mind earlier this week. This is actually one of my favorite verses from the Bible, and it's from the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 9, verse 20. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Sometimes we need something like abnormal weather to remind us that we are nothing but men. I don't want to make light of what happened here in Texas. It's something that I've said before in the Sunshining Podcast. Is that our homes are not built for the cold. I'm lucky to be living in a warm home with my family. Yeah, but some people are not lucky like me. Earlier this week, when it was really cold out, I was indoors writing. And it seems like if I don't share my writing in audio form, nobody will hear it or hear what I have read. So that's why today on this podcast, I just want to share from one of the pieces I wrote. It's kind of a continuation of the episode titled Forgetting Remembering. This piece is titled Forgetting to Remember People? Question mark. If you would like to read this piece for yourself or the last piece I wrote titled Forgetting Remembering. I'm in both of these pieces on Medium, so there will be a link to that in the description of this episode. And then also just please follow me, on Medium. Yeah. I was gonna try to stick precisely to my notes for this episode, but I did not take notes on this here, and I just wanted to say a few more things before I read that piece that I wrote earlier this weekend about Medium. Kind of made a mistake in the last little clip that I recorded here. So I'm putting a few different audio clips together here. And so I hope you can make sense of it. But I want to say a little bit more about Medium. If you've heard on previous episodes of the Sunshining Podcast, one of my goals for 2021 is to write 1,000 words a week. So I've been doing fair good with that. It's already most of the way through February here, and I've been doing fair good at writing 1,000 words a week. Whenever I make a goal or like a resolution like that, I kind of like to go above and beyond. And so I've been publishing almost a story, or not really a story, but some a piece of writing a day to Medium, whether it be a tech related piece or a film review or just some daily sunshine, just some inspirational thoughts or whatever. So I've been posting something almost daily. So I have 50 pieces on Medium. So yeah, if you enjoy hearing my thoughts here in the Sunshining Podcast, I definitely would recommend reading my thoughts on Medium. And then another reason I want you to read my thoughts and stuff and my writings on Medium is because it really helps me out, really supports me, because I'm signed up with the, Medium Partner Program or whatever. I get paid when people read my writings. And so another thing that, like, I'm not reading my writings, and then I don't know how it is for readers, because I don't do a whole lot of reading on Medium, but I do know that when I do try to read certain articles and stuff on Medium, it doesn't let me read the full thing unless I'm a paid subscriber. And so I personally am not a paid Medium subscriber. But I'm not like encouraging you to, sign up for Medium and subscribe to it. It's like $4 a month, unless you want to. Because there's so much other content on Medium besides my own, but just read as much as you can free. I think they allow you like 4 free stories a month or so. Just, if you can read at least, come on, that's not too much to ask. If you could read at least 4 of my stories a month on Medium, or at least one or two stories of mine a month on Medium, that would be so helpful, because I think even if you're not a member, I think I still get paid when you read my stories on Medium. I don't know, but still it would help. And then also, like, I know this isn't YouTube, but if you would read my stories signed in, so that way you can, clap for them or even leave a comment. But then also on YouTube, if you would watch my podcast being signed in, that way you can comment or subscribe to me. But this episode is just an audio only episode. It's not going to be on YouTube, and this is just something I'm really, whatever. That's a whole nother topic. Anyways, let me continue this episode. Let me get to the where I read. Let me get to, yeah, I'm gonna be reading a piece titled something, and yeah, you can find it on Medium. I'll have more info in the description. And then also on Medium, I kind of have a Sunshining newsletter, but I haven't really like wrote any what is it called? What's a newsletter called? Any editions or any like whatever of it. But I'm turning the notes and stuff for this episode. I have written out as a newsletter on Medium, and so definitely sign up for my newsletter on Medium, because I think, I don't know, yeah, I think that's free. I've never done anything with newsletter on Medium, so I don't know how that is. But I'm just rambling on here about a whole bunch of different topics. So that, like I said, I'm gonna just stop recording and let you continue listening to what was originally planned for you to listen to. People. We need people. It's important that we remember about people, but do we find it easy to forget them? When we are experiencing the warmth of summer, it can be easy to for or for us to forget that there are others experiencing the cold of winter. I'm currently living in Texas with my family. Most of the time it is warm here, but today is a really cold day. It's like 9 degrees Fahrenheit or colder. And because it rarely gets cold here, we are so not prepared for it. We don't even have homes with good heating systems. Or we don't even have a home with a good heating system. And we don't have any winter clothing, like big jackets or snow boots. Anyways, in this time of cold, me and my family and our neighbors and anyone else in Northeast Texas, we could just think about ourselves and how to keep ourselves warm. But for me personally, this cold reminds me of an email I got a few weeks ago about poor people freezing in Vancouver. It is easy for us, no. It is good for us to remember other people. We need to remember people who are suffering. We need to remember and to think about people who are suffering when life is easy for us. But that is not all we should do. More than just remembering and thinking about people who are suffering, we need to reach out and help. And our thoughts should lead to actions. Kind of on a side note, this is like a whole different topic here, but have you ever read a story about someone who started at the bottom and then made it to the top? And forgot about everyone that helped him along the way and only thought about themselves. We might not be at the very top yet, but that doesn't mean we can't be like them. Nor does that mean we should be like that. We should not think only of ourselves. Okay, we need to think about others and be thankful to the people who helped us or who help us on a regular basis. When's the last time you told someone thank you? Finally, just before I get to the verse of the week, I want to say it's just as easy for us to forget about our neighbors as it is for us to forget about people halfway around the world. Who is your neighbor? I may do either an episode or I may write something about this in the future. I don't know how soon, but yeah, who is your neighbor? Verse of the week. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversary as being yourselves also in the body. Hebrews 13:3. Another verse that's kind of on the same topic as what I was talking about today is just Philippians 2:3-4. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. So that's it for this episode. Please stay tuned for the remainder of the Sunshining Podcast Season 2. There are only 5 more episodes coming. And I hope to have either 1 or 2 more guests on the Sunshining Podcast. But if not, that's fine. I will still be sharing inspirational thoughts and stuff to help you think. And I hope I gave you something to think about. And so let's turn that around. You know, instead of forgetting to remember people, let's remember to remember people. It's important to think about others more than we think about ourselves. Till next time, this is me, NCR, signing off. I just published that episode of the Sunshining Podcast about half an hour ago. And I just realized there's a few things I was going to say that I forgot to say. One is that I'm wrapped in a blanket. That's part of the reason I did not record video for this episode. That's why it's a special audio only episode. So thank you so much for listening to it. And number two is that, yeah, I'm recording this today on a Thursday. Normally, like I said, I do like to record a few days in advance, but yeah, I already explained why I did not get to record because it was colder earlier this week. And that's all I really wanted to say. That's all I popped on to say here. That's the only reason I'm recording here again. But I do want to say a few more things too. It's just that, yeah, I mean, yeah, it was colder. Really cold in earlier this week, and that's not normal for Texas. So for anyone who's listening who's not from around here, that cold weather is not normal for this location of Texas like this. I sent a message earlier this week to some friends saying sure it's winter every year, but it's it doesn't snow every winter. Of course, it has been a long time since I've been in Texas for the winter. I do remember as a young child, when I was 8 years old, that it did snow. Or was it, no, was it 8? Yeah, I think it was 8 years old and it snowed. But yeah, it snowed in Texas. But other than that, it definitely does not snow every year. It does snow occasionally. For the most part, this is February. And so for the most part, our winter has been warm. I mean, I don't think there might have been a few times when it was barely below freezing, but honestly, it was a very warm winter, compared to Canadian winters. There was never, not that I remember of ever a time when it was, below freezing this winter, except for this week. It hit minus 20 just about Celsius. And it's kind of confusing because, some people use the Fahrenheit scale, some people use the Celsius scale for measuring temperatures, but, so I try to clarify when I say, a temperature, whether it's Fahrenheit or Celsius. I don't know where I was going with that, but yeah, I process things differently, I take notes differently, I share things differently, and so, I feel kind of funny. I mean, I almost don't, it's not necessary for me to bring up the Texas weather, but I also don't feel qualified to talk about it or share about it because that's just not my specialty. I like to share inspirational thoughts to help people think. So once again, thank you so much for listening to the Sunshining Podcast.